Custom Silicon Wars. OpenAI's Jalapeno chip challenges NVIDIA, and China's Ox Alpha goes open. A semi-analysis newsletter report claiming that OpenAI's custom chip, officially named Jalapeno, outperforms NVIDIA's Blackwell architecture on key workloads landed on Hacker News with 507 points and 322 comments. The finding, if it holds, strikes at the central assumption underpinning NVIDIA's AI dominance, that its hardware remains the default choice for frontier training and inference. The semi-analysis piece is careful about scope. Jalapeno appears purpose-built for transformer inference at scale rather than for general AI compute or training. OpenAI reportedly routes billions of tokens per day through its production systems, and a 15% reduction in inference cost at that volume could translate to hundreds of millions of dollars annually. The chip is also strategically defensive. Building proprietary silicon reduces OpenAI's dependence on NVIDIA, which currently holds significant leverage over its cost structure. Google, Amazon, and Microsoft have each pursued analogous strategies with TPUs, Trainium, and Maya chips, respectively. Critics in the thread raised a durable counterargument. NVIDIA's real competitive moat is not hardware alone but CUDA, a 20-year software ecosystem that researchers write in and that every major training framework optimizes for. Custom silicon is frozen at the architectural assumptions of its design cycle. When new model architectures emerge, NVIDIA can adapt via software updates while custom chip operators face new design iterations. Google's TPUs, available since 2016, have never displaced NVIDIA despite their excellence on specific tasks, precisely because AI workloads have not remained static. The scenario where custom silicon wins durably requires transformer-based attention mechanisms to remain the dominant paradigm for a decade or more, plausible given the depth of infrastructure investment, but not guaranteed. From China, Z. AI confirmed that its Ox Alpha model belongs to the GLM series and announced that model weights will be released publicly. Bloomberg had previously characterized Ox Alpha as a stealth model that rivals DeepSeek. Community debate focused on whether that framing reflects genuine benchmark parity or marketing positioning. GLM models from Zhipu AI have historically excelled on Chinese language tasks while trailing Western frontier models on English reasoning benchmarks, with commenters noting that independent evaluation has not yet confirmed the claim. On the algorithmic side, a piece titled RAG is simpler than you think generated 44 comments around the argument that enterprise practitioners are over-engineering retrieval-augmented generation pipelines. Basic vector search combined with a well-prompted large language model, the article contended, handles the majority of enterprise retrieval use cases. Sophisticated additions such as hybrid search, re-ranking, and graph-based retrieval matter at the tail of hard cases, but should not be the starting point. A separate RZiv preprint proposed treating agent memory in tiers, hot context in the attention window, warm memory in retrievable embeddings, cold memory in structured databases, formalizing an approach that experienced prompt engineers have reportedly been using intuitively.